come right through to Louis, please. He bought a store that handled practically everything there.
Well, what did you call those things that you put the logs across inside the fireplace?
Fire dogs? Yeah. Yeah, I've got, I got this up here now, but they're, some people call them dog irons, some fire dogs, and some people use thimbles off a wagon, and just such as that. I've got two or three sets of old ones out there that my dad and mother use, and then last, some are made out of irons, I say this, some was made fancy, and this, that, and the other. Then when gas got to come in, they used what they call logs. The gas goes through there and burn that gas through there. But I've used back logs here until my wife, I never had cleaned up, but she liked to burn the house down one time. She was here and she got up here, and I had a little room. You see them, they're about this tall. We used to keep the hearth swept up with, and she got up here and got to sweeping in the fire pit and got some cool air, and she stood it down. You see here, I just got smoke.
Yeah, I see that.
And, so I was eating dinner, and something just told me that when I got in here, and that flame was, if this had been paper, the house would have burned down. Mm-hmm. But this is, it's a chalk, or how they call it,
plaster?
Well, it's not a plaster, but it's board. And I had that out, and it didn't catch fire, but the smoke from there did get up there, and I burnt the room completely up, I'm telling you. So anyway, I was afraid that she'd get fall in there and burn herself, so I just closed that up and put in this your gas stove here.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did you call the wood that you used to start the fire?
Well, we out here we call it pine or pitch. I've got rules of it out yonder. It's rich, I'm teen, it's rich. You've seen pictures where the Indians and people used to make torches and put it on a pole here and they'd split them up and put a bunch of them together and they'd set them afire. And that pitch would run out and get down on your hands. It'd burn a blister every time that hot pitch would hit your hands. But we use pine. I've got a bunch I stacked up out there. That it never rots. It's from the pine timber. It's cut it down and all, it just turns to rich pitch pine. But the timber that the Weyerhaeuser and the paper companies are using now, there's no heart to it hardly, it's all sap. Lots of them call it loblolly pine. And the rings in it, it's soft timber, it's just not timber like we used to go. Going from here to Fort Smith, you come through the mountains, you saw some of the old virgin timber up there, the pines, thin bark, slick, it's all hard. And when you cut one down, a lot of times the whole thing just turned pitch. It wouldn't rot. This year, young stuff now, it'll rot in 2 years. It's just gone.
Do people around here ever call that kindling?
Yeah, they call it kindling or pitch and pine knots.
You know, a lot of people where I'm from call that lightwood. You ever heard that?
Well, that's from making, cutting, splitting it up and making a light to carry it around. Lots of people use, that's the only torch the lights used to have to carry it around. And then they use candles.
Well, what do you call this black stuff that'll form on the sides of the fireplace?
Soot. And I'm going to tell you. Now, this is a fact. When I went to Mississippi in 1913, I had never had a chill in my life. Of course, I slept out. And when I got over inside the, across the river to Arkansas City, got down to Mississippi, I stayed all night before I got down to Inverness. And a mosquito bit me that night on my lip here, and that lip swelled out. That I could just see my lip sticking way out here. And I was down at my cousin's just a week, and I had the first chill I ever had in my life.
Is that right?
So she got her old doctor, and he come in there, and he filled me full of quinine. Uh-huh. And he says, well, he says, you're getting along all right now. You can go home whenever you get ready. So I stayed.